Bartlesville head football coach Harry Wright is with us in late June as we're going to continue to talk Bartlesville High Bruin off-season football. Coach, about six weeks or so until fall camp starts, right? Something like that. So you guys have had some 7-on-7 camps. I know some of the linemen have had some camps, and you're about to enter a little bit of a dead period. But before we talk some specifics, overall, since we talked last when you guys wrapped up your team camp and Oklahoma City, how do you feel like the last 4 or so weeks have gone of the offseason?
Yeah, summer-wise, has been really good. You know, we've had, right at 300 kids almost daily at Summer Pride from our, we have 4th grade through 12th grade that show up and get 2 hours of work in from 8 to noon. We cycle it through where we have a high school session that comes through and then junior high session and then elementary session. But then on top of that, we've had several camps. Last week was a busy week, really the last 2 weeks. We had a 7-on-7 tournament at Stillwater the week before last that went really good. You know, there was 60-something teams there, and we played 6 games. Competed well, played some good competition and got better there. And then last week we had a we always go to it's the Northeastern Oklahoma Line Camp at Bigsby, but it's, there's 600 linemen there from all over the state, and it's a really, really well-ran camp with, several offensive and defensive line coaches from all over the state. And it's something that I've taken our kids to, or my kids to, for probably the last 12 years. And it's, that camp's continued to grow, and they do a really good job of organizing, and you get some good competition. I mean, anytime you can get, some individual work, especially with your linemen, where you can match them up against, some of the other better linemen in the state to kind of get that competition, I think it's always good. It kind of gives our kids a measuring stick of where we match up against other teams, O-lineman, D-lineman, where, and obviously in a game it doesn't always, single out like that, where you get some individual competition to see who performs well. We had several guys stand out at that one. John Torres and Avery Hitchings both got, awards there. It's being recognized as, some of the top linemen in the area. And then, we had some younger guys too. Braylon Gandy is one of our 9th graders, did really well there. Had several guys that went and competed and kind of opened some eyes, which is always a good thing, especially with your linemen when they can get some recognition. They're kind of the ones that get left out sometimes with, as far as, getting some recognition for the work they do. And obviously I'm a little biased cause I played offensive line, but, we tell those guys all the time, we're only going to be as good as they are. We can be as athletic and have, the best athletes and quarterback and everybody else, but if you're not good up front, you're going to struggle regardless. And so, we put that pressure on them, and they've raised their intensity level as far as working to get better and working to get stronger and working to improve their craft, so to speak. And then had another 7-on-7 tournament at Bigsby last week. There was 32 teams there in our bracket, and then there was some smaller schools there. They had a smaller school bracket going also. Didn't compete as well as I would have liked. Had some injuries, had some stuff going that I would have liked to compete a little better there. But got a lot of reps, got a lot of competition in, got a lot of film that we can correct from and be able to see us playing against some high level competition and see kind of where we need to improve on some things and what we need to get better at going into dead week. And this week we have every Tuesday we do a passing league with Bigsby and Sand Springs and Glenpool, where we go over and just get reps and work our stuff. And so went over there this Tuesday and competed a lot better than we did the week before, and was happy with the way we challenged them to up their competition level, up their intensity level, and they did a good job of that, showing up on Tuesday and going out and competing and looked good. So going into dead week, I'm pleased with the way June has went. June, it kind of always works out to where, you know, one of your Junes either, you know, 4 weeks or 3 weeks, and July is either longer or shorter. It just kind of worked out this year with dead week that, you know, we had a longer June that we can, you know, get a full month of work into, and then you know, July will be a little shorter because that's like, you know, I told the guys today, when we come back, it's, you know, we're basically 4 weeks away from practice. So, I mean, it's we're here. And, you know, so getting them to get some rest this next week and kind of recharge the batteries and get away for a little while, I think is a good thing. You know, they I know it's good for the kids, good for the coaches, just kind of recharge, get away from everything and, you know, come back fresh and ready to roll because it's, you know, you're right around the corner from kickoff.
Bartlesville head football coach Harry Wright with us. We're talking Bruin offseason football here in late June. As we record this interview, we're about 6.5-7 weeks or so away from fall camp and actual practices beginning on August the 12th. You talked about it a bit in that last answer. The summer months, to me, when you guys are done with team camp, you've really got June and July. So we're at the end of June. You'll have a week off that everyone has to take in July. How do you view those kind of two halves to the summer off season once you're done with spring ball? You and I were talking before we started the interview. Sounds like the first part of it, you're strength and conditioning, getting guys reps like you talked about, and it sounds like the second half would maybe be a little more refining as you get closer to practice.
Yeah, so we approach it as the month of June. We're just really trying to get as strong as we can, as explosive as we can, and as athletic as we can. You know, outside of the camps and the you know, line camps and stuff that we do extra, the summer pride is dedicated to just making you bigger, stronger, faster. You know, we don't do a lot of football-specific stuff during that time. We're just trying to make them as athletic and as explosive as they can be. You know, while getting in shape, you know, while being able to prepare your body to go play a football game and you know, be able to work that energy system, because it is different. You know, you get kids that are, you know, coming from baseball, coming from track. It's just a different level of shape to where, you know, you really got to train your body to go all out for 4 to 5 seconds, and then you get a 30-second break, and then, you know, do that, you know, 100 times over, you know, throughout a game. So just getting them ready to – getting their body ready to be able to hold up to that level of work and that level of competition is the biggest thing we look at in June. And then July, we'll start adding in some football skills and just kind of, you know, again, start, you know, a lot of individual work, a lot of fundamental work to where we kind of start over, so to speak, from a to make sure we have our base, you know, football – fundamentals down, our base technique down, and as good as we can get it. And that way, when we start in the fall, now we're going and getting ready for an opponent. You know, now we're focused more on, you know, we're still continuing to get better, but not so much as an individual standpoint. Now it's okay, who's the best 11 we can get on offense, and how can we, you know, maximize their potential as a group. Where right now we're focused more on the individual, so to speak, is, you know, how can we get this individual person, you know, faster, stronger, better at what they can do to get on the field. So that's where it, you know, it kind of shifts from that aspect, you know, from June to July and then rolling into August.
Bartlesville head football coach Harry Wright with us talking Bruin offseason football. You mentioned some standouts on the offensive line camp. 7-on-7 skills guys, offensive and defensive. Anybody that's stepped up that surprised you? Obviously, we are kind of aware of the main guys that are back. Yeah. And then Chase Eaves and Damian Nico and Nate Neal and even some of the other guys on defense. But if you could, just some of the highlights and performers that have stood out to you in some of that 7-on-7 stuff.
Yeah, it's been good for us, especially just to get some younger guys some work. You know, Evan Goad is a guy that sticks out. He was a freshman last year, be a sophomore for us. He's gotten a lot of reps at receiver and has done some good things. Julian Uribe is one that has had a really good, you know, summer at receiver, just kind of working his craft and finding what he's good at, and he's played really well the last couple of weeks. You know, defensively, just trying to find some guys to, again, we have some holes to fill in the secondary. So, you know, Jarek Edwards is a guy that has had a really good spring and summer, you know, leading into going into some of the 7-on-7 stuff at safety. you know, looking to take one of those spots. Ivan Griffith played some last year at corner. You know, he's had a really good, you know, summer in kind of establishing himself as one of our better corners. You know, so those are some guys that kind of stick out. And then we've also, you know, we've had several ninth graders, you know, that are going to be ninth graders, eighth graders going into ninth grade, that we've been able to kind of throw in the mix and get some work. You know, EJ is a kid last year that was an eighth grader, moved in, has really good potential to be a really, really good football player. Excited to see his development. Michael Kent, Landry Deaton, both of them have gotten a lot of reps in with our varsity guys to kind of spell some guys, you know, whether it's a DB or receiver or whatever. And they've jumped in and been able to compete. So I've been pleased with that, with some of the younger talent that we have coming.
Nate Neal, how's he done this summer? He's kind of a veteran at this point and obviously had probably the best stretch of his career once he came back from injury at the end of last season. And I know you guys are probably going to throw the ball a little bit more this fall. Your thoughts on his summer to this point?
Yeah, he's been working extremely hard. You know, he's the one thing with him is he's always consistently one of our hardest working kids. You know, and that's you know, that's rare sometimes when it's also one of your kids that is one of your better players, to where consistently, you know, for 3 years he showed up and he's done the work and you know, bettered himself. And so I'm excited to see, you know, what his senior year pans out to be. You know, last year obviously with the collarbone early kind of setting back, but you know, I think he's hungry now and ready to kind of go show that. You know, he can take the team on his back, because really, you know, the last couple of years he's kind of been more of a supporting role, just because we haven't thrown the ball as much as you know, we kind of leaned heavy on our run game, where this year, you know, we're gonna throw the ball a lot more, and that puts pressure on him. But you know, I think he's done the work to be able to prepare for that, and you know, he's looked good this summer. You know, he's throwing the ball really well.
Running back position, I would guess that obviously maybe didn't always translate to 7-on-7 stuff, but how's that looked in team camp, and anyone standing out to you?
Yeah, we've had several guys rotating in there. That's looked really good. You know, Archer Swisher is a kid that moved in last year that wasn't able to play. You know, played some JV games last year, but had to sit out from the varsity stuff. I'm excited to see what he can do. Big, strong, athletic kid. Sutton Williams is a kid that played a little bit last year, has had a really good spring and summer. You know, he's been working really hard to kind of add some weight and add some strength and get a little faster. Another one, you know, kind of talking about some of those ninth graders coming up, Dayton Stevens is a kid that's an eighth grader going to be a ninth grader. You know, we took him to team camp and kind of threw him in the mix and looked really good. You know, so I'm excited to see. We have some options there, and to be able to have some competition there, I think, is good for all of them, just because right now they're pushing each other to get better and to see who that guy that is going to be the main one, you know, kind of works his way to the top.